Kelim perchavav mishne zayin. Kamachum she'en chisaron melacha. Whenever there's nothing missing physically, structurally in the kli, machshava mitamosa. That means it might be oimid lehishtamshus, it might not be. The machshava that, okay, it's done, is mitamosa. There's nothing physically that's needed for it. It's fully functional. Chomokim sheyesh chisaron melacha, if there's something missing in it, ein machshava mitamosa. The machshava itself doesn't help, it needs gmar melacha. The case that the Rav brings is, let's say you have an Or that's after Ibud. So even though it's Roy L'Shimush as a Shatiach, as something to sit down on, Eini Mekabel Tuma Ad Shetigom HaMelocha. That's V'komachom Sheyesh Chisaron Melocha. Ein Machshava Mitamaton in its state, even though it has a use, right? It wouldn't be Tomei if it's not Roy L'Shimush. So it is Roy L'Shimush, but it's not yet Miyuchet to something. So the machshav is not mitamaso. Now the machlek sushoinim about stam oirois after ibud. Are they mekablum tumah? Do we say that's oimid to be it's oimid to be used? The rishonim say you could fold it up, you could use it, unless he has in mind that the oir, the skin, will be cut up into ritzuos, into leather for shoes. So that's not mekablum tumah. Aye, the Mishnah Bayal says that any yodin l'tumah elo b'machshava. That's only legabi tumas medris, to be roy l'shchiva, to be oimid l'shchiva. That's not until you mamash sit down on it. The Rambam holds this way. Say, so the Rambam's learning up that this Mishnah, which is mentioned in the middle of the halachas of oirois, is talking about stamas skin. So an oir is not oimid l'tumas medris. That's the context of the Mishnah, unless you were miyachrit b'maisa. That's the context of the Mishnah, but to be oimid l'tumas tumas meis, that it is. L'mais, the Tosfos holds not that way. The Tosfos, it's Rashi in Bavakam Daf Samach Vov, and it's Tosfos also in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Gimel, that stam oiris and not makabel tumah. Zvachim over there is l'gabe, something that's spritzed on an or that's in the base of Migdosh. So over there it's not makabel tumah, because it's not oimid l'shum hishtamshus unless he's miyakim. Now, the Mishnah points out that there's an exception. This would be very indicative of the Rambam, because we're talking here about oireis. He points out an exception to the rule, the way the Rambam reads the Mishnah. The Mishnah Kfi Pshuta is talking about things that are not oimid, liyichud, ein machshav metamason, until he's miyachidit l'shchiv, and then it becomes royal l'tumas medris. Eloho utzpo. There's a type of skin, some type of cover of oir, that he puts on a chair, on a saddle. So over there, that's mekabel tumah, even though be'etzim it's missing the forming and the shaping onto the saddle, because the utzva is oimid l'kisoy, so he's not makbid that it has to be perfectly fitted to use it. So that's an exception to the rule, legabe or. Like we said, that's the pashtus of the Mishnah. Mishnah ches, oireis balabais, that means skins that somebody has in his house. They're not oimid l'schoira. They're not merchandise. They're to be used at home for a variety of purposes. Machshava mitamaso. So the machshava of the bailim to use, to spread out on the floor, to lie down, to cover himself, whatever it is, that itself would be the yichud, and would be mekabel tumah. The shalabdon, if it belongs to a tanner, and normally he sells it, and then it's cut to make into shoes or laces or whatever it is. Ein machshava mitamaso. Because maybe he's going to sell. The machshava is only temporary. He can even think about it that he's going to spread it out on the floor until he actually sits on it. It's not oimid l'kach. Shol ganov. Somebody stole oirois from a balabais. And legabe the balabais, they're not miyuchid. The machshava of the ganov mitamoson, even though the ganov's not the owner, We have a klal that a person is not the owner of something, can be kaveh. Ein adam oiser davar shein shaloi. So here the vort is, the Rav explains, it's based on a sugya in Bava Kama Daf Samach Vov, that we're talking about a ganav. The ganav steals when nobody sees. So bederech chal, the bailam is already miyayish. If there's yush, the ganav is koina with his geneva. After yush, it becomes his. So now that it belongs to the ganav, see, he's the one who's kaveh. That's above a comment they could that the Mishnah is telling us. So this stomius of the Mishnah is actually a whole sugya above a comment of Samach Vov. Because the pashtus, the way we just said over the halacha, would be mashma that as soon as the ganav steals something, if we know that the bialim is miyayish, the yish itself is koina. Where the yish luchud is koina is one shita ula in the Gemara Bava Kama Samach Vov. We don't hold that way. We hold that only yish with some type of shinui is koina. So what you have to say in the sugi over there is that there's a shinui hashem because along with the yish goes a different way of looking. It's not just the skin, but it's oimid for a shimush, and now it's a cover of an ukov, let's say. It's a utzbo. So the shinui hashem combined with the yish is what actually creates the hafkos, habailus, and it goes into the rishus of the ganav. Vishal gazlon, enem akshav tamosan. We said that the reason why he's miyayish is because it was stolen as gneva. He doesn't know who stole it. But if somebody grabs it from him, a gazlan, similarly, he hopes to get it back because he knows who the predator is. Now, it happens to be very interesting that the Mefarshim learn up in the Mishnah that we're talking about Stam Yush without... That's the din of the Mishnah, just Alt Yush. Even though we don't pass him that way. We do not pass him that Yush Luchud is Koni. But still, that's the way they Mefarsh the Mishnah, like a Das Yochid, even though that's not the Stomius of Amiroi. In any case, the main nekuda of the Mishnah is to be mechalik between a ganav and a gazlan. So a gazlan is not miyayish. Reb Shimon HaMichilav Advarim, so a gazlan makshovim et amoson. The stomi is that a gazlan, he is miyayish. V'sho ganav eim makshovim et amoson, v'sholen is yayish rabbeinu. So the Mishnah is really a machloik is bedinei bavakama. When do we say stoma is yush, either gneva or gzela? What's the machloik is? I'll just point out one thing that the Rav is mitzayin, that this that we say that the Bailam is not miyayish by gzela because he knows who it is, the Tosafot is mitzayin it, but it's really gebayt on the Rishonim, is Davka talking about a gazlon, a goy. A gazlon Yisrael is harder to get back money because a gazlon Yisrael we're only going to be mitzayin momen, not based on Hashos. When you go to Bezdin, money can only be retrieved in Bezdin when there's a raya brewer. It's not that easy to bring a raya brewer. Mashenkin, hoichochois, umdenes, v'chadoyme, that work in a goyish court system, that'll be easier to get back the money. If you know who it is, you could go to the police, you could go to court. This is the Taisis Yomtiv's understanding of the Rishonim in the Sugi and Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Dalet. The Shach and Shin Samaches has a long arichus where he says the chilik between Yerai is not right, it's between a goy and a Yisrael, is beganav. A person can make a hashorah who a ganav is, and in that he'll be able to be mitzim moment, even by a goy, by Yisrael, he won't be able to. By a gazlon, even by Yisrael, lo have a yush. The raya, he says, very poshut. We're talking about a Mishnah of Tumah V'Tayra, let's not forget. It's not a Mishnah of Bava Kama. So we're talking here about a ganav, and we're concerned legabi dinei tumah v'tayra. He's an oizvav, he's a ganav, right? But we're going to ask ourselves a question legabi tumah v'tayra. We're not talking about a goy, we're talking about a Yisrael, right? So that's the shach, and achreinim nem on the shach. What's taka the machlok between Reb Shimon and the Rabbonim, where the ganav or gazlan is stomach the yush? So achreinim says, a pashta svara, that on the one hand, mitzad the retrieval, a person is more miyayish when he doesn't have the information. So that would make stoma of yush more by gneva. Meido gisa, the violent criminal act of taking it from him, balimus, that's more by gazlan. So that would make a person more miyayish. So shal is which one is the ikker, like I'll be shtelling avek, the person in a matzah of yush. That's the makhloikis, not stama makhloikis. I'll point out a few more points. One is that in the sugya in Bava Kama Daf Samach Vav that we refer to, Reb Yosef and Ula, whether Yish Kedi is Koina. So if you're going to say the way we pass in Lididan, that we're talking about Yish with Shinu Rishus, Vedomavur, that even though there's a Shinu Rishus, because the Or turned into an Utsva, it has a Shinu Shem, not a Shinu Rishus, a Shinu Hashem, but you also need the Yish. So the Balamor in the beginning of Perek HaGosva Michael, the last Perek in Bava Kama, brings a Raya that there's two types of Shinu. There's a Shinu which is a Shinu in Metzias, which that type of shinui, taking a piece of wood and turning it into a piece of furniture, makes the chevetz into a different chevetz. It's mafkia, the chevetz hashovo, and then the din of the gneva is poka, and the ganav is kind of kinyone gneva. That's without yush. No difference in a ganav and a gazlan. The chevetz are different chevetz. Shinui Hashem is doch a relative zach. It's not a different chevetz. It's called by a different chevetz. That's only biyachas to the person who's in charge of the chayfetz. I could call your chayfetz by a different name. I could look at it differently. It doesn't make it into a different chayfetz. It's only if the person who's mishtalit over the chayfetz, which is what Yush does. Even if Yush is not koina, Yush means that the hold of the original owner is weakened, obgishvach. The one who's firmly in control of the chayfetz now is the ganav. When the ganav looks at it as an utzva, not as an or, that creates that it's a different chayfetz. That's the havona in the balamor over there. Now, if you open up the sugi in the beginning of Elul Metzias, the famous sugi of Abaye v'Rovi Yush, Shalai Midas, Havi Yush, Lo Havi Yush, Rishonim asked the kasha, why doesn't the Gemara bring a raya from our Mishnah that by a Gneva there's Yush? What do you mean? The Gana doesn't know about it. It was stolen unbeknownst to him. It wasn't stolen by force. So the Rishonim said you're going to have to say the case is talking about where it's Zman Meruba, and he knows about the Gneva. But Enoch HaNavi, if it was right away, the Gneva wouldn't work. The problem is, it's Taka in Rishonim, over there, it's a Ramban. The problem is that the Rambam and the Pirushim Shnayis over here says, in Bedas Reb Shimon, that by Gneva Loi Havi Yush, because he doesn't know who the, because he doesn't know who the Ganav is. So the Rambam likes to a little bit of a word. He says, the Gneva Loi Havi Yush, Mishum De Lo Yoda Mi Ganav. The Rambam says Mefurish he doesn't know. It's not talking about a Yush Midas. It's talking about a Yush Shalem Midas. So if it's a Yush Shalem Midas, then we're back to square one. We pass in Yush Shalem Midas Le'avi Yush. So what's Pshat the Rabbanu? In Reb Shimon, the Yush doesn't work. What's Pshat the Rabbanu? Why does the Yush work by Gneva? Lemaisa, we have a Teretz Lefi, what we said before. A Bavust raid that the Lomdim say. It's in the Ktsois and Simerei Shamuk Beis. Lemaskona, the way we said, Lahalocha, the pshat in the Mishnah is not the Yush L'chud. Yush L'chud is not koine. It's Yush with Shinei Hashem. So we said, the Yush itself is not koine. The Shinei Hashem renders it a different chayfetz when the Yush. But you don't need the Yush to make a chalois that's mafkia the bailus. What you need is the Yush to weaken his hold on the chayfetz, that then the kvius shame utzva and not or ayde the ganav has a reality because he's the one who's firmly in control. That's true even if you hold Yush Lemidas. The says the reason why we hold the Yush has to be midas is because a chalois can't be created in a chayfetz without the das of the bailam. You see that in the sugi over there in Elul Metzias. Over here we're not talking about creating a chalois. We're talking about creating a shinu shame. You need a factual Yush, not a lomdish Yush. There's no machlokes of Yush Lemidas. Now we'll add one more nekuda. The Mishnah by us that we're talking about, Gabi Aganev, Gazlan, when he can't do, is to be miyachid b'machshova, that the oil is being used for a shimush, in order to make it into a Kabbalah's Tumah. What's a pella is that the Rambam, in Kelim Perchovdal Halacha Zayin, says that a Gazlan, his mishkov is not mitame. Ein oda mitame b'medris mishkov v'merkov she'en ishaloi she'nema v'anagia b'mishkovoi. The Rambam stels it back as a klal, like ein oda moisidov she'en ishaloi, a person can be menasach somebody else's yayin. So Reuven can't be mitame b'mishkov Shimon's something that's royal to Tumas Medris. Ashtet n'rashi. Also, Bava Kama Samach Vava Mbeis, Tosis is Matmir over there. And the Lech Mishnah in Hilchus Gzela, Perek Vav, says that why does a Ganav, when this Yush and his Metame, Vaseis, it's still not his. The Rambam holds the Yush Kedi Loikoni. So what are you telling me? We just got finished talking about that the reason why it works is because Ayideh the Yush, it's he could be mitame. It's not any more in the rishus of Yenim. Yeah, but at the end of the day, Yush Loikoni. And you tell me that there's a klal that a person can't be mitame b'mishkav ma'ashein ishaloi. So the Velt says like this. Tosis be'etzim is matme over there in Rashi on Samach Vavam Beis. He says, what type of business is this? Are you going to say that Reuven can't be misham tame Shimon's kli if he touches it? So why can't Reuven, if he lies down on Shimon's bed, it can't be mitame tumas mishkov? What does that mean? So the Velfa teaches Toshtet Miramam Rashi Etif in the Kudo. Tumas medris, a very fundamental word. Tumas Medris is not a higher level of Negiah. Tumas Medris, the word is, like we always say, that the bed itself, or anything that's miyud, lamishka merkav, umayshav, becomes a cheftza of an avatoma. It's a tumah source. What that means, besser gesagt, is that it's miyud lamishkovish lazov. It's not because the zov lied down on it, it's nitma from the zov. When the zov lies down, it becomes the zov's bed. That designation is something you can only do to your own. Ein adam oisid davishen shaloi. Ruven can designate Shimon's bed as Mishkovish or Ruven. He could touch it, he could be metamid, but he can't turn it into a medrash. So the halacha over here is that if it's any shaloi, he can't be metamid. Im kain, then again, the same nekuda, what the Rambam means that he can't be miyachid a mishkov, she'ene shaloi as shaloi, it's not a word in shaloi al tzbailo, it's not a word in chaloi tzkinyin. The word is, with what does this bed become Mishkovei Shaloi Sezov? Only if it's his, he could designate it. What happens if it's taka not his, but the owner is completely not anymore on the chefetz? It's only this guy who's in control of the chefetz, who is using the chefetz, who the chefetz is stolen to his usage. So Memele becomes Miyuchad, L'Mishkov Shaloi. Doesn't have to do with Bailos. Mishnah test finishes off these dinim. Orshu Tomei Medris. That means that it's Tomei Medris because he was already miyachid it for Shetiach. It's miyuchid l'shrivo. V'chishav alov, and then he changed his mind and he decided that he's going to make from it kelim, l'etzuris l'santlin. Kivin shenosim bois his zemel, since he started cutting with a knife the or, so that mice is mevatel the miyud harishon, and now it's only considered oimid le asiyas utzis in ulin, and it's not. Divrei Yehuda, v'chomim oimrim ad shimatenu poches mechamisha tvachim. The shear of a piece of or that has a shear that's very the kabbalton is chamisha chamisha tvachim. So when he cuts it into smaller pieces and chamisha tvachim, he's takam mivatel. But until that point, the piece is still the same piece, and it's oimid l'tashmishay. Now that's klar that he cut it for ritzua, so the chacham hold that still roi l'shimush, and he was ready miyachid, it's a mill, it stays in its state. Befrat of its tummy, it stays tummy. Mashenkin, what happens if he turns it into a sandal? So it's not just now a ritzua, it's a sandal. The sandal is certainly a new thing. That's certainly a shvira legavi the alte zach, and it's mafkimi de tumu. Says the Mishnah weiter, blozaber of tzadikoimer, afo isa mit pachas mina or, tmeya, that's not a part of chadoshes, even though if he took a piece of or that was miyuchid l'shatiach, started cutting pieces, according to chachamim, it doesn't lose its kabbalah's tumu. If he then turns into a sandal, it's a part of chadoshes bo'ol l'kan, so take that a step further. He takes a mitpachas, which is a small handkerchief. It's a small piece of fabric. And he makes one min ha'or. Tmeyo, if it was from or poshut that was already tome, like Tumas Medris, like a shotiach, so then it stays tome because the mitpachas is demil shotiach. So it's like a kligodla, so a klikotten. Both of them are that type of thing. So one's a kligodla, one's a klikotten. Kes is like a pouch. So if he takes a mitpachas, if he makes a mitpachas rather from a keses shel or that's tmei medris, so then it's tahira. Why? Because since it's a shini tzura, because a mitpachas with a piece of or that's a, like we said, with a shetiach, that's a dovakotl, it's not a shini. Mashenken a keses with a mitpachas. So then it's mamash shini tzur, it's a panim chadoshes bo'ol l'kan, it's a bittle of the kli, so the tumu ha-koydemis is poka, and versteht sich that it's mekabel tumu mekan al-habu, because there's no reason why not, it's for the shimush. Rishonim leg tzu, the Rosh, the Rambam, that what Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik says is support of Reb Yehuda, that orishu tamim medris, as soon as he started doing the maisa, kim shenosu bo'iz ezem el tor. So over here also, as soon as he undid the keses to start making it into something else, that's also metahir. That's the point of the every blood of Rib Tzadik.